No, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock, my redeemer. Amen. So this is Isaiah. We love Isaiah. We love reading from Isaiah during the Advent season, because what is Advent after all? Advent is the coming. Advent is the expectation. Advent is the time where we await the coming King. And it doesn't get any clearer than here in Isaiah 7. And this is something that's important to know, because the old translation, the old King James Version, and I think this is where some people get a little bit wrapped up in translations. The old version said, look, a virgin is with child and shall bear a son. But when they looked back at the original Hebrew, the word is very clearly young woman. It's not necessarily a virgin. But that doesn't take out the value and the importance of this prophecy. Because guess what, my sisters and brothers? When that child was born in Bethlehem, they were reading out of a scripture that was known as the Septuagint. And the Septuagint that they read from had a Greek word that was a lot closer to the word virgin than it was for young woman. So when Jesus was born to Mary, it was absolutely a sign. And what Isaiah had been preaching, this was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. Now, you might say, and it has been said, that Isaiah is always a prophet of two different times. He's the prophet of the time that he was living in, and so the things that he was talking about were actually related to the kings of Israel that were alive or that were to come very soon. But he's also Isaiah for those of us that are Christians. We always read Isaiah with a bifocal lens. And so we read Isaiah knowing that Isaiah was writing to kings that he was living with. But we also read Isaiah knowing that Jesus Christ was born, and that this was the child that would fulfill all those wondrous prophecies. So, expectation. And here we are in the, this is the, what we call today, what? Today is the third Wednesday of Advent, right before the fourth Sunday of Advent. And this day, we're closer and closer. We started off talking about the end times in the beginning of Advent, and the last 2 weeks have been about John the Baptist telling us to make way, to make smooth the path for the Lord. And now we're starting to really concentrate on the birth that's just yet to come. Our lesson from our gospel reading this coming Sunday talks about the birth, but it talks about it from Joseph's perspective and how Joseph didn't set aside this young woman with child who had this child that wasn't his. And he would have been in those days, because, you know, the value of a woman, there was a value of a man and here was a value of a woman in ancient times. And those days, society would have said it was okay for him to set her aside. In fact, that would have been the appropriate thing according to their society. Now, their society was wrong in so many instances, but that's what they did. And yet, the angel came to Joseph and said, do not set her aside, but marry her and take this child as your own. Be the father to this Christ child. And Joseph did that. And so this coming Christmas, this season, this Christ birth, this is to us. Because, you know, if you're out there in the world, all you see is Christmas. We've been in Christmas for 6 weeks already, right? Am I not right? But in the church, we're We're still decorated for Advent, which is, we have nice little blue decorations. Some churches will have purple. We have blue. Because Christmas doesn't happen until the baby is born. That's why you might see a manger in a church and the little baby Jesus isn't there yet. I had somebody on Facebook, they said my dog ate baby Jesus. I said, well, you shouldn't have had baby Jesus out already. They laughed at that. They might not have appreciated. But yeah, the wonderful thing about the way the church season runs is we get to spend these 4 weeks anticipating. Because even as we anticipate the birth of Christ, which happened to, I mean, we're anticipating something that happened 2,000 years ago. We're also anticipating his coming, the kingdom that is here, that Christ is already ruling over, but that we are coming to live into. Because I tell you what, my sisters and brothers, I am done with 2016.
Yes.
This year needs to come to an end. And we can start fresh with a new one. And I am ready. I am ready for the King. I'm ready for Jesus. And he is coming. And that is good news. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.